Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Hatton moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio bunts towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatton moves to third. Owen moves to second. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Pearsall. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Brewer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brewer. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio misplays the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-0 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball four. Hatton moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Keegan strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez pinch hits for Tex Clevenger. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Keeley now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio misplays the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Minoso moves to third. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Keegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Maury Martin now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Grady Hatton. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling now playing third base. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hurd covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Olson pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up towards third. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sawatzki hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Marsh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.